This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about when you're unsure of where your good deed will lead. And when I turn to the scriptures, I am reminded about the good deed Esther's cousin Mordecai did on behalf of the king. So one day, Mordecai overheard two eunuchs plotting the assassination of the king. Now, he told Queen Esther about their plot, and she passed the information along to the king. They did an extensive investigation, and they found out what Mordecai said was true. There really was a plot on the king's life. So Esther told the king that Mordecai was the one responsible for uncovering this assassination plot. But Mordecai's deed was not acknowledged at the time. Now, oddly enough, shortly thereafter, there would be a plot to have Mordecai killed. But as God would have it, the night before Mordecai was to be executed, the king would realize that Mordecai was the one who saved his life, and he had not done anything about it. So Mordecai's good deed would not only be rewarded, but at the most appropriate time. Sometimes we do a deed and don't see a return, but what we should know is that God always sees what we do, and our good deeds should bring us even closer to him. So as you think about how God is working through you and in your life, hold on to these words. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Philippians 2:13. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, remember where your good deed leads.